There is no TMS without you and your support. So I want to take a moment here and just thank you for those who have. Go to patreon.com/TMS if you haven't and consider it. If you like this show and you find it valuable, help us out. That's patreon.com/TMS. This is it.
All right.
This is for real it, everyone.
Okay.
This is freaking it. Coming up on TMS, why Indian food no kill me?
There's human in your hot dog.
It's a gross story. Bad week for movies.
That comet is drunk.
Dead dominoes.
Major spoilers.
V for video games and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Look at that. It's so thick, the blue cheese chunks cling to the salad.
The Morning Stream. There's nothing wrong with the food. It's the company.
All right, we're back. Hey, hello, everybody. It's the Morning Stream for Monday, October 26th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Well, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
A very audio version of Brian Ibbett. For those watching video, you'll notice Brian is a static image on your right there.
That's right.
Unfortunately.
No, I'm just holding really, really still.
You know, I can't even see your mouth move. You've got skills I didn't know you possessed. It's fantastic.
You didn't even see me just drinking a cup of coffee right there. By the way, you can't even see it. I'm drinking a cup of coffee out of my TMS mug today.
Ooh.
Trying one of the new flavors that we're going to be having the morning brew.
Yeah, we're evaluating new coffee flavors. We're swapping those out. We do this time and again. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on it so far? What do you think of
so
the first?
So far, I'm having the Kessel Hill blend, and yeah. I love it.
Ooh. All right. When Brian loves it, that's usually a winner. We usually do really well with the ones you like.
Yeah, and I've only had one other flavor before this, and so far Kessel Hill I'm totally loving. So when we have the third flavor, then I will be able to cast my vote.
Good. Throw your ballot in. What do they say? You put your foot in the door. You got
throw
your
my hat in the ring.
Okay.
Cast my whatever.
Hey, you know what was a big hit this weekend was a short video version of us talking, getting completely confused about Andie MacDowell and her roles in movies.
Really?
Yeah. That was something special. I'll send you a link after the
we
show.
Need somebody to animate that. I love when people animate our confusion stuff and like put up like all the different things we talk about.
Well,
like,
then you'll love this video because that is exactly what this is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wish I could remember who did it. I'm sorry. I'm not giving him proper credit, but it's on the subreddit, but I can also send you a link. It's super funny.
I know where the subreddit is. I can find that business.
We go deep into crazy town on that conversation.
Do we really?
Yeah. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. But it's funny, so enjoy. All right, we are
like
here.
Major Dumperoo, by the way, is the person who did it.
Oh, Major Dumperoo. Good job, Major Dumperoo.
Major Dumperoo.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That's fantastic.
You know what? Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you've got a human. Never forget.
Thank you for your military service, Major Dumperoo.
We appreciate it. Okay, worst Star Wars ancillary character ever, by the way, Major Dumperoo.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nobody liked him. I got some good news.
Yeah,
and I'm shocked by this news, and I don't want to freak anybody out or anything, but I have been under the long impression, based on a few experiences in my life, that Indian food and I were never to be friends.
Okay, now, before we go further, let's go ahead and get it out of the way. Are you talking about Native American food?
No, dot not
which
feather.
Which is mostly bread and brown sauce.
Dot not feather, for sure, in this case.
Indian dot.
Like Indian, like East Indian.
Tikka
like
masala and...
Sure. Oh, man. All these words are ringing a bell because I just read them all on a menu on Friday. So those words you just used, which I can't remember otherwise.
Yeah.
That's what I ate. So here's what we did. We went to this place called Bombay House. And okay. I thought, oh no, where is this? It's between, and I'm not kidding, a Supercuts. And on the other side is like a PetSmart or something.
So it's a strip mall Indian restaurant as opposed to a former Pizza Hut Indian restaurant.
Yes. Yes.
Because those are your two options.
I love former. You know what my two favorite things are? Former Pizza Huts that are now Indian or Chinese restaurants or 7-Elevens that are now like pawn shops or something.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I love that.
There is a, by the way, there's a 7-Eleven here in Arvada. Well, in I guess it's Arvada, maybe Wheat Ridge. Very, very close. Former 7-Eleven that's now turned into an upscale restaurant.
Really?
And It's great. It's like, wow, you walk in there and you can hardly tell it used to be a 7-Eleven. But, you know, we know because we lived in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing what they can do with 7-Eleven.
Does it still have the stank of like a Slurpee and a bad thing of nachos?
In the corner, they keep a little machine that rolls hot dogs, rolls little wrinkly hot dogs back and forth, just in homage to its roots.
I used to eat those. Oh, my gosh. What was I doing? So, yeah, I love that kind of thing. Yes. And also, there's a Mexican place near us called, I forgot what it's called, but it used to be the original International House of Pancakes place with the big steep roof, very Scandinavian.
The big A-frame roof.
Yes, that's the one. And when you go in there, and this is not, I am not making this up, I'm not exaggerating, this is not hyperbole. When you go in there, and it's supposed to smell like Mexican food in there, your first whiff you get in when you walk in is maple syrup. And I'm not kidding.
Still.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, there's just some sense that they just cannot get out of the carpet.
They really can't. And it's frustrating when you go there because you feel like that's wrong. But but anyway, so we went to this place and it's nestled again between these two, you know, on one side is a bunch of people's hair on the floor at the Supercuts. On the other side is a bunch of dogs and cats and toys and stuff for dogs and cats at the PetSmart. It doesn't bode well for me but to stick a restaurant where food is and in the middle of it for some reason. It just seems weird to me to have those between those two. And it's a nice area. Like, it's a nice strip mall, but it's still, it's just a little bit weird. You walk in there. We went there for a birthday party of a friend. We go in there, and it immediately feels like you're in a different country. And I'm not kidding. Like, you know, how do I explain this? You know how everything's like deep burgundy and gold all everywhere in India? At least that's your stereotype.
Yeah.
That's what this is. As soon as you walk in, authentically foreign looking.
Really?
Completely. Oh, yeah. Everything.
Oh, I like that.
It's almost got kind of a smoky quality to it. It's hard to explain. The paint is all like dark, ugly 70s kind of era colors.
Mm-hmm.
That are still kind of cool if you live in India, and gold trim on everything and like weird arches, and the tables are all ornate and just really fancy, but also very foreign. It feels like I'm in a different country when I walk in there. And this is like 15 minutes up the road.
Right.
So we go in there and we sit down. Nobody works there that is white like me.
Sure.
They're all authentic Indian expatriates. Now citizens of this fine country. But
I think that's pretty common. Again, you know, with Chinese restaurants, mm-hmm. you usually see them staffed by Asian workers. Maybe not all Chinese, maybe some Korean, some
sure.
you know,
but usually Asian.
Japanese, but
usually Asian, right?
Usually Asian for sure. And and usually in again with Indian restaurants, same thing.
Yeah. And this was how this was. And it was super authentic and everybody had an accent, and it just made me feel like I was in a real, like as in India.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, let me give you some background. When I was in my early 20s, I guess, I was invited to a guy's house. His name was Ned Carney. All right.
Did he really have two Neds in his name?
Yes. And I think the deal was his first name was probably like some crazy hard to explain thing or to pronounce thing. And he just went with Ned because his last name was Ned Carney.
His last name is Ned Carney.
Yeah. So I think he literally was like, you know what? That's easier. Just call me Ned
Carney.
Yeah. He used to sell me TBs, he'd call them. Says, you need a new TV? You need TV? He'd say.
Okay.
He wanted to sell me a TV. Anyway, nice guy. We liked him. And he had us over. He says, I want to give you authentic Indian food, and I want to watch Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back on my new home theater system, because he was a home theater guy. Mm. And
Laserdisc.
And we go in there, and it's very traditional. His wife, her name was Gita, and she was this tiny little woman with a little dot on her head and wearing the traditional stuff and everything. And she didn't say a word. She didn't know English. But she made this very authentic, like, curry and whatever else you make, right? Mm-hmm. And we ate there, and we watched that movie, and we went home. And then we proceeded to feel pretty much ill for about 6 days. It just never felt right.
Okay.
It was just never good. Kim and I were both like, oh, what did we do? We're never eating Indian food again. So I just thought from that experience, and it has been that long, that I'm not meant to eat Indian food. I just thought, well, it just doesn't agree with me. It's fine. And Kim, too. We just thought, well, it's not really for us. So when we found out this thing was at an Indian restaurant, I just went, oh, my gosh, what are we doing? It's like an invitation to a diarrhea party. You got to RSVP and get in there, right? So we go to this thing. We sit down, and I'm getting recommendations. You want the lamb meat with the thing, and there's the weird bread. They call it, is it naan?
Naan, yeah.
Holy shite, naan is so good, dude.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you dip that. You, like, get some of that extra sauce off your plate with the naan. There's a place here where we keep asking for more naan bread. It's like, more naan,
and
more
it's
naan.
Cheap. The naan is cheap. They just make it by the ton and they bring it out. It's like giant pizzas worth of naan. And they had like coconut sweet naan that was like a dessert naan. And they had some kind of bindaloo thing that I ate. And by the way, the mild is hot. Hot is scorching. The medium is scorching, and the thing they call hot probably melts metal. I don't know who's eating that.
You'll be like a smoldering heap with a little wisp of smoke rising from you if you have the hot.
Like a little poof.
And it's like Thai food. They have a whole different scale for Thai food.
That's true, they do.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they do that, but I went mild because I just know me, and I just didn't want to mess. I didn't want to mess with fate. And but it was, you know, plenty spicy on its own. Anyway, so I get that. There's like 20 of us in there, and everyone gets their stuff. And I'm immediately blown away by how good it is, first of all. I do not remember Gita's stuff being very good. Mm-hmm. This stuff was insane. Mm-hmm. I ate a ton of it. And then as I drove home, I went, all right, let's see if this time bomb, let's see how this goes.
Start the clock, Tim. Yep,
start the clock now. It's a fresh run. Only one day since any accidents. Let's put the number at one. Let's see what happens. I thought there's no way I'm going to make it. Like Saturday is going to be a miserable, miserable day is what I thought. Nope. Totally.
Corinne interjects, by the way. This is the second Bombay house. Apparently the first one is in an old Outback steakhouse that's up by her house. It's been in business for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I got the feeling this was a venerable business. Like it'd been around forever and people are real serious about it. And the people running around serving everybody were really into it.
Yeah.
There's a thing about, I mean, I have a thing about Asia just generally where I trust, if I go into a restaurant, Asian or Indian restaurant, and now Indian, I notice that the work ethic is off the charts. It's different than a bunch of slack and lazy teenager a-holes. Totally. That are like bussing your tables and stuff.
Hi, can I take your order as soon as I'm finished posting this Instagram of how much I hate my job?
That's exactly right. So anyway, I experienced zero flack from this food. It was absolutely wonderful, and I want to go again. So I've had a complete turnaround on the Indian food, man.
And that's like any restaurant or any time you get food. I know the first time wasn't at a restaurant, but it's going to be like that with anything, right? Where you can have really good Thai food and you can go to a place and have really bad Thai food. Same with Indian food. Same with, you know, sushi. Yeah. You want to make sure that the first time you experience something, you're going to a reputable place.
That's a good point. Also, you know, if you don't, you're going to have a decade or more of frustration because people would say to me, so come on over to our house this weekend. We're having curry. And I'm like, oh shit, more of that. I can't eat more curry. That was terrible. Gita almost killed me. You know, that kind of thing. And then I'm kind of actively avoiding things that are of Indian origin.
Sure.
So this was a real eye-opener for me. And, you know, you still learn things in life, I guess. But I thought it was fantastic. And I would go again, like, tomorrow if I was invited. And also, extremely reasonably priced. You know, like
good.
$10 dishes that felt like you really got something. It was awesome. So.
There's a place over here called Sherpa House that has a Indian buffet every once in a while. I think it's like happy hour Indian buffet. Yeah. And they just keep bringing out this great, you know, these great sauces and meats and bread and stuff like that. And you eat it off of old military mess hall trays.
Oh, weird.
Like it's the metal, you know, the pressed metal that Hawkeye would eat off of, that he would eat his river of liver and his ocean of fish off of.
Yeah.
Like all one piece of metal pressed to make little gullies to plop your food into.
Why, though?
I have no idea. They must have gotten some deal on those.
Yeah, some kitchen blowout.
But it is, you know what? That's the great, if you're going to do a buffet, and I'm not a huge fan of buffets normally, but they do it right. But if you're going to have a buffet, that's the way to do it where you, number one, you don't just put a massive pile of stuff on your plate.
Right.
And number two, you don't have it all run together where you're not sure what you're eating. Like, I think this might have started out as a red sauce, but it's a little brown now.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a good experience, and I'm happy I went, and I recommend it. So if you're in the Salt Lake area and you go to either Bombay House, apparently there are two, I don't think you can go wrong. And then, man, they were fast, and they just come rushing out there and help you with everything. And one of them took a camera and took a picture of all of us and made one of the best pictures ever because there's this lady inadvertently photobombing us in the back with the worst face on her I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She was not enjoying her meal.
It was great. I'm just surprised. I don't know. Sometimes you just get surprised in life, and I shouldn't have had this bias. Now I've reversed my ways. I don't feel that way anymore.
Good.
I want to rip through a couple things real quick. You found a link on BuzzFeed, which I'm not a giant BuzzFeed fan, but sometimes they do factual like lists that are actually kind of fun. Like this one,
and
77. Oh, go ahead.
Ralph, by the way.
Oh, Ralph sent this, did he?
Yes.
Well, I like Ralph. Mm-hmm. He's a fine fellow. 77 facts that sound like huge lies, but are actually completely true. All right. Mm-hmm. Every story I tell on this show.
Anything we say about Tashiar fits into this description.
Here's my favorite one, and I wish we could demonstrate this in a way that was easily demonstrable. I guess people can try it at home, but if you put your finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds like Pac-Man. So you have to go like all the way. I've done this before. You go all the way in, and you have to just do that over and over. It sounds like Pac-Man going waka 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 waka.
And it's the arcade Pac-Man, not the crappy Atari Pac-Man that they always use the same noises for.
Oh, no, that terrible game. That was such a bad game. They weren't even dots. They were like they were bars, weren't they?
They were little squares, yeah.
Oh, that was so bad. Let's see. The YKK on your zipper, you know that little YKK?
Yep.
Stands for Yoshida Kogyo Kabaushi Geisha.
Well done.
Don't know what for, but it does. Probably the guy that invented it. I don't know.
That's the zipper company. Actually, they don't even make the zippers. They just make the zipper pulls.
This one, here's one.
The inventor of the zipper pull.
The zipper pulls. The ZEP. Check this out. Maine is the closest U.S. state to Africa. Think of that.
Yeah.
I would have said Florida sticking out like a wiener, I would have said. But I would have
Number
been
five, I blew my mind.
The name Jessica was created by Shakespeare in the play Merchant of Venice that never existed until then. Crazy.
There weren't Jessicas before Shakespeare and the Merchant of Venice.
What's this pineapple thing? Those are photos. We don't care about those. Let's see. How about
Russia
this?
Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Yeah.
How about this one? Cleopatra lived closer to the invention of the iPhone than she did to the building of the Great Pyramid.
Whoa. That is crazy.
That's awesome. Russia has a larger... Oh, did you say this one?
Yeah, I just
did that one. Saudi Arabia imports camels from Australia. That's awesome.
Okay. That's crazy.
This one's gross. Hippo milk is pink.
Ooh.
That's gross.
Like Pepto-Bismol. Ugh. Mr. Clean's full name is Veritably Clean.
What? Shut up.
Yeah. Cookie Monster's real name is Sid. Sid Monster? Or Sid... Is his middle name Cookie?
Cookie
my
Monster.
My middle name Cookie. My last name Monster. My first name Sid.
Let's see. The heart of a blue whale is so big, a human can swim through the arteries.
Wow.
Although I don't think that's what that is there.
Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Holy shit.
France was still executing people with a guillotine when the first Star Wars film came out.
Is that true?
Apparently so.
Okay, Home Alone was released closer to the moon landing than it was to today. let's see. The Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire. That means it's lasted longer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Boy, that guillotine one freaked me out. Let's see.
There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos.
I like that one.
That one actually doesn't really surprise me.
That one's not bad. New York is further south than Rome. Italy? What does that mean? Further south than Rome, Italy. I don't get that. Oh, we're more southern on the hemisphere, they're saying.
Yes, exactly.
I get it. North Korea and Finland are separated by one country. What?
Yeah,
oh,
Russia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Here's some great ones for baseball fans. The last time the Chicago Cubs won the Baseball World Series, the Ottoman Empire still existed. Lollipops had not yet been invented, and women did not have the right to vote in the U.S. Oh, they came so close.
Okay, how about this? John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, has a grandson who is alive today.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. He must have had a kid late or something. I'm 82 and I just had a baby. Will Smith is now older than Uncle Phil was at the beginning of The Fresh Prince.
Whoa.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, wow. The difference in time between when T-Rex and Stegosaurus lived is greater than the distance in time between T-Rex and now.
What? Really?
Yeah, that is crazy.
I don't like that. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas. Someone's going to email us with fake, with like some Snopes article on that. That seems weird. Right. Duck Hunt is a two-player game. I knew this. I don't know why this is news, but Duck Hunt was a two-player game. Player two controlled the ducks. I remember that.
I did not know that. That's crazy.
How
do you control the duck? You actually can fly them around. You just control when they
fly around. I think you can control when they launch, and also you can control their kind of erratic flight. So you try to avoid the guy's gun.
Oh, crazy!
That's my memory of that.
All right, get ready for this one.
All right,
Pluto never made a full orbit around the sun from the time it was discovered to when it was declassified as a planet.
Has it made it since then?
Probably.
Since. Wow.
Yeah.
What? When was it discovered? That's a terrible.
It was discovered in 1846, and it takes 248 Earth years to complete one orbit around the sun.
Holy shite! That is a cold, dead planet.
So it still has not completed its first orbit. It will in 2178.
Wow! All right.
That's nuts.
Listen to this. Million seconds. This will give you an idea of how the money is different. A million seconds is about 11 days. A billion seconds is about 32 years.
Wow.
I think I want a billion, not $1 million.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah. 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years.
Wow.
Holy crap.
That is crazy.
You can eat 32,000-year-old honey. It never spoils, it says. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey never spoils.
But it can get crusty and gross, though, right?
It can crystallize. But like, that's all you have to do is stick in the microwave for about 10 seconds and it's back to its normal self.
Also, Mario never hit blocks with his hand. It was with his head. Not with his head. It was with his hand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
They show the images there. Let's see if there's a couple more.
I like the photo. That's his hand, not his head.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that sand under a microscope. That's
awesome. Oh, that's crazy. Wow.
That looks like the hard candy my grandma kept in a bowl.
It looks like it should all be stuck together in a glass bowl.
That's really weird. Okay,
if
check this out.
If a piece of paper were folded 42 times, it would reach to the moon.
If you could do it, though.
If you could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? This is my favorite thing. Every 2 minutes, we take more pictures than all of humanity in the entirety of the 19th century.
Yeah.
That's great.
2/3 of that is what we're eating for lunch.
Yep.
Turtles,
I didn't know this.
Can breathe out of their butts.
The dot over an eye is called a tittle. Doesn't nice. Sound like a lie. It just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Finally, the last one, they said dog food lid backwards is dildo of God. Oh, and also, by the way, we learned. Sorry, I didn't mean to, but it reminded me of a thing we talked about on the core show this weekend. Artanis, the new character in Heroes of the Storm.
Oh yeah, I saw this on Twitter. That's fantastic.
Backwards is Sinatra, which is
Sinatra.
Crazy.
I love it.
Yeah, I just added to your list, BuzzFeed. You're welcome.
Yes.
Freaking
does he
welcome.
Do things his way?
Always.
Yeah.
He did it his way. You know what I noticed? I'm listening to a lot of Sinatra lately, actually, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
In an unrelated note, and I've noticed that he, as he got older, mm-hmm. he would do more of this. He'd go, "Take me to the moon," like he would do a lot of at the end of his
really?
Stuff. Yeah. And as he was younger, he didn't do that so much. But as he got like into the 70s and stuff, and was doing more kind of elevatory sounding music or his version of Girl from Ipanema, that kind of thing.
Right.
He would go, "I fly me to the moon." Just like he'd drop it at the end, and I don't know why. It was really
laziness.
Weird. I guess
it's probably just like, "Where's my check?"
He was getting into the.
I'll be back to do one encore. I'll see you later. Now,
yeah, basically, he was like the Phil Hartman version of him.
Still in the mob.
Who did the best one? Phil Hartman or Joe Piscopo, if you had to pick?
Oh, Phil Hartman, okay. Without a doubt.
All right. Because Piscopo's wasn't bad, but Hartman's was pretty damn good.
Yeah. No, Phil Hartman for sure.
Not as good as this.
This guy does the best Daryl impersonation.
Oh, I know, right? And you swear it was him every time you hear it.
What?
It's Daryl Skeels joining us for Stump a Trek Nerd, which is brought to you by
check out Tell It Anyway for stories about Dan Rather, the Dalai Lama, and lots of doctors. Plus, Jenny's guest is comedian Tom Parts, who once did stand-up on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Whoa.
All that and so much more at tellitanyway.com.
That's weird, wild stuff. Mm-hmm. I think your episode's up now, though, isn't it?
Not till tomorrow, I believe.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. Can't wait to hear what, you know, mine is so lame compared to Molly Wood and...
That's what I thought of mine. I thought mine was super dumb, and she claims it wasn't, but I thought it was dumb. It was the story I've told you on the show about, I think I've told it on the show, about how I was a kid, little kid, about 8 years old, and they thought there was something wrong with me. I had all these sores. They took me in, and I had to do a pee test, and I went in the bathroom and couldn't find the light. Is this ringing a bell? Do you remember this at all?
No,
Oh, maybe I haven't told it on here. Go listen to Tell It Anyway, and you'll hear it.
That's good. That's something we haven't heard.
Yeah, maybe I saved it for that. I don't remember.
I think I told a story on there that I don't think I've told on TMS. It was really hard to find something I haven't told on TMS.
Same here. That was the hardest part. Yeah. Was that we already do a show where we're willing to tell all our dumb stories on.
Right. Where we tell it anyway on this show.
Yeah. We already told it anyway. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hi. Just quietly in the background, just waiting for
his thing. Oh, was that again, huh?
No, you're fine. You're good.
No, you're just
I just meant you were very patient. That's all I meant.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do this back this way again.
Yeah, you sound great today. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. You're getting a nice LTE stream right through the window. Daryl's the Trekman. Comes on the show, does Star Trek trivia, and was on Current Geek last weekend. And did great. You guys were awesome on there. That was a good time. I enjoyed the hell out of that. Daryl's here to answer a hard trivia question about Star Trek. But before we do... Mike made a mashup, and I have fiduciary duty to play it. So here it is. Right here. Anne's police quickly drew guns and cuffed Tibbet. Like, parts of me hurt that don't normally. What? Ah! Shit! What the frick?
I've got three balls.
You have three balls.
I swarm.
A teeny bit of that whiff is good, but you don't want to blast yourself.
No, a blast of it is a little nauseating.
They're just not rubbing the cheese for me. What? What does that even mean?
Okay, jackass, let's go. Fisticuffs.
I mean, you know me. I'm just always on the hunt for booby touchers.
How about a booby?
The booby one.
How about a booby trap?
Yeah, how about a booby trap?
Bing, boom, bong.
It's so random. It's so freaking random. I love it. All right. Nicely done. Daryl, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Are you sad you don't have a new obsession to just watch through like MASH?
I know, it's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
I'm trying to think Cheers is good, yeah. Cheers or even Frasier if you want to jump ahead. That's good to binge on.
I don't want to become one of those old men that all they do is sit around and watch old shows from their youth.
I know, but listen, I've got a 15-year-old who... lately after school watches like two or three Dick Van Dyke episodes. He's super into it. And now
the kids are doing it, Daryl. You should totally do it.
And now I've got them semi interested in some Lucille Ball show stuff on Hulu.
Oh wow.
Because, you know, you should watch, it's good for them to have a nice broad range of culture. And they like that stuff. They are huge fans of the Dick Van Dyke show. They can't get enough of it for some reason. Anyway.
That's great.
Yeah, it is good. All right, let's get to the thing here. We got a thing here to do. It's a question. Next Generation episode. Vengeance Factor is the episode.
It's my favorite reality show.
Pretty good, right? The Vengeance Factor?
Mm. Yeah.
The Enterprise is help. I don't know why I said that as if it was food. The Enterprise is helping resolve a civil war between Akimarians and a faction of them known as the Gatherers. They have a meeting, and one of the Gatherers thinks the Akimarians have given them poison wine. The leader of the Gatherers forces one of his homies to drink it.
Jeez.
Drink it to see. Who does he make drink the wine?
Which of his homies?
Yeah, which of his homies makes him drink the wine? Was it Chorgan? Was it Temerek? Was it Volnoth? Or was it Malin? So Chorgan, Temerek, Volnoth, or Malin?
Nice.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's pretty bad.
Oh, where's my little... white bear things we got from Hammond.
Someone moved them.
All right, hold on. We're gonna play
Someone
this.
Someone moved my cheese.
Someone moved my stuff. Here's the thing. Here's the deal. Where is it?
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Bunch of foodie.
Hammond Chamberlain sent us something. Brian, will you explain this while I go grab it?
I will. Yes. Okay. So Hammond writes, "Hello guys. While I was at Disney World, I found this and instantly thought of you three. I bought these in Epcot at the candy store in the German Pavilion. I'm sending these to you totally blind." I kind of hold to the idea I generally have with Disney. It can't be too extreme or bad because it's Disney. I check the expiration dates. You're good unless it takes more than a couple months to get to you. I hope you're able to enjoy them. Take care. Hammond. And these are white Ted's milk bears. Milk bears. Oh, I can't hold it. I don't know why I'm holding it up to the camera because you can't see me. Here, I'm shoving it in my shirt like you see on the image of me on the stream right now. But
they're made by Stork.
Yeah, Stork with a CK there at the end.
Yes.
White
soft gummies with vanilla and a drop of honey.
So they're not fooling me with the white Ted's name. Because that's Whiteheads. Think of that. That's like this thing I saw on Reddit. There was a fireworks place called Ill Eagle. It was a picture of a sick eagle.
Uh-huh.
Ill Eagle Fireworks.
Really? Yep. That's hilarious.
Yep. Ill Eagle Fireworks. And we're like, uh-huh, sure. Yeah.
Totally, totally approved by your local law enforcement.
Yep. And these white Teds, come on. There's no
Why
way.
Would they make you want to eat white Teds?
Well, that's the point.
Heads. You know, that's like, you know, that's...
Listen,
in the, sounds terrible.
In the zombie apocalypse, you're willing to do whatever it takes. Oh, I heard terrible things about. I haven't heard who, but I heard there's a major thing happen on The Walking Dead yesterday. Is that true? Has anyone seen that?
I don't know. Don't say anything. I haven't watched it yet.
I won't. I just something bad happens. I heard. I don't even know. I don't know who. I don't know what happened. I assume
I'm
it means the death.
It. After reading the comics, I'm dreading.
I know that comic. Yeah, you know where something's going.
Yeah.
Ooh, these are.
They're squishy.
They're squishy and they smell good.
Vanilla.
Oh, these smell awesome. Yeah,
and you read all the stuff about Disneyland and all that, right?
Yep, sure did.
Okay. All right, well here they are, little white bears,
heads. White Teds,
little white heads. let's eat them. Here goes.
Mmm.
Oh, these are good.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me of marshmallows.
Yeah. I approve.
It's just like a marshmallow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a gummy marshmallow.
Milk bears, they call them. Now,
yeah. That's yeah, very marshmallow-esque, for sure.
It's more like a strange command. Milk bears. I'm not going to milk a bear.
Imagine. Milk bears! I've got nipples, could you milk me?
Milk me? What's that from? Remind me.
It's, that's Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents.
Oh. That's maybe the only good thing in that movie. I didn't like the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I hated the Fokker ones even more.
Mm, yeah,
they
yeah.
They were bad. All right. Hold on. You gotta swallow this Whitehead. There we go.
Ew.
Thanks, Hammond. These are good.
They're
very
good.
Good. Okay.
Marshmallowy, though, for sure.
I can tell you the one thing Brian won't do when he eats these. He won't do that.
I won't do that.
Back to Daryl for a little bit of... hold on. I forgot to
he
do this.
He should have sent a bag of these to Todd.
To who? Todd Whitehead? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Maybe I'll send him a picture and tease him. Daryl's got a little something factual about Star Trek history, and he'll give it to us now. What do you got there?
Oh, yes, I will. On this day in 1978, it was Walter Koenig's last day as Chekhov on Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Oh, weird. Why was it his last day and nobody else's?
They were probably still finishing their scenes, and he was done.
Okay. Wonder who was the last person shot. Do we know? On film?
I am going to go back to the vessel, back to the hotel.
His nuclear hotel Wessel. Well, that's good for him. We like him. He's great. He's a good man.
There are four lights.
Wrong guy. All right. Daryl, let's get back to that Dare question there, this Vengeance Factor episode where you got this Chorgan, Tamarek, Volnoth, or Malin. One of these guys is the one that makes him drink the wine. One of the guys that makes they make one of these guys drink the wine, rather.
Yeah, talk about your flipping a coin, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should 3D print Daryl a four-sided Star Trek coin.
I like it. That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Like a four-sided die.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little pyramid thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Wait, how many sides on a pyramid? Four?
You could make one with four, yeah.
If
each side is an equilateral triangle, then it will have four sides.
All right, listen, math man over there with your math. In your geometry. All right. So what do you think? What sounds good? These all sound like generic over-the-counter like cough medicines to me, these names. Especially Tamarek.
Right.
Volnoth, maybe not so much, but make sure you've got, you know, 200 milligrams of Malin and 1 milligram of Chorgon in every Tamarack you take.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Blah.
Chorgon, Tamarack, Malon?
Malon. M-A-L-L-O-N.
Okay.
Like melon with an A.
And Volnoth.
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote Voltron.
Well, okay. The other three actually combined to make Volnoth.
Oh, great. One is yellow, one is blue.
Shape of... Oh, wrong thing.
Yep, but also... What a great mashup that would be.
Right.
The Voltron meets the Wonder Twins. I would watch that. It'd be incredible.
Chorgon. I'm just trying to see what's... Chorgon,
take me away!
I think we were the only three in the room that would ever remember that.
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
Does anyone remember the Calgon commercials chat room? Come on.
Of course they do.
Okay. Malin is my mother's maiden name, says Strike It Rich.
Mm.
Also, I like the positivity of your name. Strike it rich.
Strike it rich.
Just surround yourself with good, positive thoughts. That's part of the secret.
I don't know. I don't even remember this whole thing. I'm just going to pick A because it's the first in line.
All right.
And I have no reason. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows anything? No one knows. All right. Nobody knows. Let's find out. I know who knows. The judges do. Judges, is it A? It is not. It is Tamarack. He makes Tamarack drink the wine. Turns out not to be poisoned. Or not to be poisoned. Or turns out to not be poisoned. Right. After this, they joe around.
Probably joke.
They joe around. I don't know why I wrote Joe. Anyway, and make a... Bnich of noise. Look at that. BNCH of noise. Which the Akamarian leader finds to be barbaric. Here is a clip. Whoop. Why won't it play? It'll play. Here we go.
Taste this, Tamarack.
Barbarians. This is futile.
Sovereign. Bro. Go home, old woman!
You people haven't changed in 100 years!
You should know. You were there! Sit down! Please.
Good Lord.
Jeez.
Is this like an early season thing? Had to be.
Yeah, it doesn't say what episode.
Because that sounds bad.
It has to be.
Here, let's look. I'm gonna look.
The Vengeance Factor.
From the wiki, or from the IMDb here, it says that it is... season 3, episode 9, actually. All right, well, 3 is where things started getting better, but it can't all be good, right?
Yeah. Nope.
It's fine. It's not a problem.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's fine, everybody. Calm down. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there at This Week in Trek and thisweekintrek.com as well, which is a podcast he does with Michael Gaines, who was also on Current Geek this week. You should check that episode out. He's also on the Grumpy Cast. Daryl, throw a game at us at your will.
Okay, this is weird and new. Let's see how it goes.
All right.
I'm going to mention two items that were sold at auction.
Okay.
And then I will give you the price of one of those, and you tell me which one sold for that price.
All right, I like this.
All right, Bob Barker, go ahead.
Is this the auction price of William Shatner's uniforms from Star Trek V or Radar's Bear?
Oh, okay. Mm. More MASH stuff. I like this. All right. Shatner's
uniform from Star Trek V,
uh-huh,
or Radar's little teddy bear.
Okay. I hope the bear went for more, but go ahead.
$11,000.
Oh, man, Brian.
I don't know. $11,000.
That seems about right for both, but also Star Trek V's terrible.
Yeah.
And no one likes it. So why would that uniform stand out at all?
Right.
Whereas the bear, I could see somebody going for that. It's obscure and not, you know, that's not a $900,000 thing, but it, you know,
right.
11 grand.
Yeah, I think I would lean more towards the bear than the uniform, because I think that there's enough Star Trek collectors out there that even though Star Trek V was kind of poo, people would spend more. for like the uniform.
Kind of poo is a very fair, is a very kind way of saying it. Also,
a hot steaming pile of poo.
You also heard Brian say he leans toward the Bears.
I lean toward the Bears. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't mean the NFL team.
Not as much towards the Twinks, but more towards the Bears.
All right. So we say Bear.
Okay. In what? I don't know what year, but oh. I'm just going to say this. The uniform sold for $5,310. Wow, so it was Radar's less. Bear.
Wow.
The uniform sold for less than the Bear.
Yeah.
Way less.
I would have. Wow. I still think that's too much, though.
I mean, it's a Starfleet uniform, you know? I mean, regardless of the movie being
poop.
Being poop, yeah. Getting to own a piece of Star Trek movie memorabilia like that.
I would pay $100,000 for the horse that got Vulcan neck pinched. That I would do, without question.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Let's launch into some news brought to you by
A Dad's View podcast. Tired of smug parenting advice? A Dad's View won't tell you what to do because we don't know. You love your kids and your partner, but at A Dad's View podcast, it's okay to admit they are a pain in the butt. This is a safe place.
Aww. Well, unless you're a lady or a kid, sounds like.
Then it's not. Right. Then you're a pain in the butt.
Then you're a pain in the butt.
You're a thorn in the side.
A report has found that human DNA in small percentages, but nonetheless some percentages, have been found in hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Human hot dogs. the dogs kids love to bite and be in.
And be in. And have part of their DNA carried over in. If you're already suspicious about what's in a hot dog, and boy, howdy are we, drilling down to the molecular level may have been more shocking. According to food researchers at the startup lab, Clear Food, who tested 345 hot dog samples from 75 different food brands, 14.4% of hot dogs were, quote, problematic in some way.
Oh, God.
Those problems include finding meat in hot dogs labeled as vegetarian and pork in hot dogs labeled as kosher.
Yeah, of course.
Get away with that stuff. The report found that human DNA in 2% of samples, 2/3 of which were vegetarian-labeled hot dogs. To get the results, Clearfood used a new technology to examine food at the molecular level, which catches allergens and hidden additives other food tests can miss. And so I'm really stoked to hear what they find in lots of other kinds of foods. Sometimes you just don't want to know, you know?
I know. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I like a good hot dog.
It's always the worst offender is the hot dog, right? Because it's like, you know, it's intestines and hooves and a-holes are found.
Intestine, hooves, and a-holes.
Yes.
I hope they open for a Kiss on the reunion tour this year.
That's my favorite heavy metal band ever.
They're really great.
Yeah.
In movie news, Jem, Kasbah, and Witch Hunter all tanked.
As in Rock the Kasbah.
Rock the Kasbah. Rock.
That's the new Bill Murray business.
Is it? Oh, it did not do well. Witch Hunter also tanked, and the Steve Jobs movie has fizzled nearly completely. Bad time for movies right now. I feel like everybody's just trying to cram everything in before December gets here and all bets are off. Anyway, it was pretty bad. So the pack of new releases proved to all be duds, some worse than others, leaving room for holdovers like The Martian, Goosebumps, and so on to stay in top spots. My kids saw Goosebumps and loved it, by the way.
Yeah, that's what Kephas in our raid team said, too. Said it was really, really good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, raid. I remember that.
We remember you, too. Yeah. You were spoken of very fondly in raid last night.
Were we? Because I get a message. I was playing Heroes, and I got a message from Tet. And he goes, don't forget about us, or something like that.
No, we figure you'll remember us when it comes time for Legion.
Oh,
right?
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
that's a guarantee.
Get you back.
Yeah.
We'll get you.
I may even get back before then, but it's just I don't know what it is right now. It just
sure.
Feels
no,
like a
you're
grind.
Hooked on Heroes. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fortunately, none of those movies you mentioned, by the way, are movies I own in the movie draft.
No, thank goodness.
Yes.
That's small victories, Brian.
Yes, exactly.
Who owns Star Wars? I forgot. Who ended up with Star Wars?
Star Wars is Brushwood, and he has it, but he has a 75% gross on it. So in other words, he spent all his money on it, all $100, and he only gets 75% of what it brings in.
That's interesting. This is how real betting goes, isn't it? Sometimes with stuff, like with sure wins and things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a spread. You know, it's like saying, yeah, I'll take... I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs, but you got to give me 8 points.
Right. That's yeah, exactly. It mitigates the losses on the house if mm-hmm. the house is going to lose.
Right, exactly.
That makes sense.
But no, I've got Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, which comes out on Friday.
I'm excited.
So everybody
about
go out
that.
And see that. It's supposed to be a ripping good time.
I'm actually very interested in that. And the kid who plays the lead, the kind of innocent scout boy,
yeah,
was the kid in Mud, and I loved Mud. Freaking loved Mud. Mud is Stand By Me for a new generation.
I gotta see Mud. Yeah, it's funny because we watched all those other Matthew McConaughey edgy mm-hmm. non-rom-com films, and for some reason slipped by mud.
You really
no pun
think,
intended.
I really loved it. It was one of my favorite movies of 2013, I guess. It's fantastic.
Yeah, sounds about right.
According to RenTrack estimates, Sunday, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Cold War thriller, Bridge of Spies also held nice third place with 11. I hear that's great. I want to see that. Pretty bad. So I will see that. I think I'm going to see that this weekend.
You should go see that. Go see that.
Vincent Diesel. You might know him from the Fast movies.
Vincent Diesel, you
Vincent
say.
Vincent Diesel. Everyone says that if Vin Diesel's in your movie, you automatically hack 30% of the money-making potential out of it because he ruins movies he's in. But I disagree. Yeah, he was Groot, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, right.
And that movie did real well, so I don't buy it. But I guess when
he's
the
lead. His voice was in it. Maybe that's the stipulation is if he physically appears in the movie.
Yeah.
Then you make that calculation.
Well, The Last Witch Hunter, which sounds like perfect film sack fodder for us, made $10.8 million, killed any hopes of a new franchise. That pretty much put it to bed.
I swear I never even heard of this. So
yeah, it's not good. Cost $70 million to produce, made $10. That's bad. He cannot seem to find any real success outside the Fast and Furious franchise, but I would again mention Groot and the giant robot. What's it called? The
Iron Giant.
Iron Giant. The giant robot.
Giant robot. So we mentioned Bridge of Spies in the first part of this, and I hear lots of good things about that. Not just because I own it in the movie draft, but I mean, come on, it's Tom Hanks, it's Steven Spielberg, and
it's Oscar bait.
The Coen brothers, aren't they involved?
Yeah, they wrote it.
They write it?
They wrote it, yeah. I'm very interested in that movie. Highly.
Yeah.
So we'll see that probably this weekend. Take Kim to it.
And Tom Hanks has a Russian in this film. He has a Russian volleyball that he keeps with him the whole time.
Oh, good. And he calls him Vilsen.
Vladimir.
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 What? I'm right here. He's from Transylvania for some reason.
Blah, blah.
Final story today is about a comet that has a bunch of beer in it. This is weird. So Comet Lovejoy, I love that it's called that.
the congregation will now.
I love Reverend Lovejoy. He's the best. Anyway, it pretty much spews sugar and booze, a study has found. For the first time ever, scientists have detected ethyl alcohol, the kind that makes beer and booze, in emissions from the comet. Quite aptly named the ball of ice and dust, which releases the equivalent of about 500 bottles of wine each second during its peak activity. Also emits a type of sugar. Weird.
This sounds fantastic. Why aren't we sending
a Bruce Willis led team?
Why aren't we sending Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck up there to collect that stuff?
Because Ben Affleck is too busy putting graham crackers in a girl's belly button.
Darwin's belly button,
and
yes.
And what's his name dropped his ring and found out he was dead the whole time. All right.
Aww.
We're going to take a break before we do. Today's show is sponsored by Tweaked Audio at tweakedaudio.com. Building fine earbuds and audio accessories for a long time. Go check them out. Pick a fine pair for you and do it on the cheap. We will give you a third off the price by using the code STREAM at checkout at tweakedaudio.com. That's tweakedaudio.com and the code STREAM for 33% off. We will now roll into talking to our friends, Major Spoiler, Steven Schleicher, and then Veronica. Before
Yay.
All that, Brian
yes.
brought music.
You're going to enjoy this. This is fun. Right. Hey, Tom and Jerry, writes Justin. It's my birthday on the 23rd, and I would like to request a cover of the Benny Goodman big band song, Sing, 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 done by Flight 180. I grew up listening to these classic songs with my grandfather and enjoy introducing the younger generation to them. Keep up the great shows. Excelsior.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
All right.
So this is fun. And this is, you may not recognize it by name, but as soon as you hear it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I know this song. Originally done by Louis Prima, originally released, recorded by Louis Prima, who did Just a Gigolo. This is Flight 180 from their album Lineup from 2013 with Sing, Sing, Sing with a Swing.
Was Just a Gigolo a cover by, did David Lee Roth cover it?
David Lee Roth covered it.
I didn't know it was a cover. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Look what I'm learning today.
You this need to hear the original too. Louis Prima rocks it.
All right. Well, here's the here's Sing, Sing, Sing with a Swing. And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
It's a knock, it's a knock, it's a nasty knock. If you got any pot, better keep it dark. To and fro, let him go up the wrong tree, bark. It's a knock, it's a nasty knock.
The Morning Stream. We knew then that we were being changed.
Damn it. jack that up again. I don't know what my timing is today, but I keep doing the wrong order. I can't explain it. Can't explain that.
Can't explain that with science.
Mm-mm. Tide comes in, tide goes out. Well, that was rocking, swinging, and exciting.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Fun tune.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Oh, I like that too, dude. You're getting me all jazzed for... That's all I've been listening to lately. Swing music, big band, crooners.
Sinatra.
Uh-huh. I don't know what my deal is. I can't even get... It's like, oh, I should really listen to that new... F that. I'm going to listen to some stuff made in the 40s.
I listened to Kasabian this morning, and I forgot how much I like that band.
Kasabian. Oh, yeah. They're great.
UK band, yeah.
Yeah, they're good. I do like them. All right, we're going to call Steven.
Okay.
If you're okay with that. Just want to check in with him. Okay. You sure? Okay. All right.
Okay.
And that means that we got to play his theme music, and it sounds a little something like this. I still don't know why we use that music, but it's fine. It's Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. Steven, hello.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brian.
Oh. Good morning, you 3D printing dynamo you.
I got the other half printed of the Dr. Doom mask.
Nice.
But I'm trying to sand the inside to get it really smooth because, you know, sometimes the supports leave a bunch of sharp, jaggy bits.
Niplets,
so I'm sanding the inside down so it doesn't poke anybody in the face. Then I'm going to glue the two halves together and then seal it in that XTC 3D epoxy stuff.
Jeez.
Oh, let me know how that goes because
Bill has recommended it, and I've been following it for about, I don't know, 6 months to a year to see how it works. And everybody says it works. Now, it's a clear epoxy. So you'll still see the 3D print lines, but it's supposedly very, very smooth.
Hmm. Well, probably makes it a good surface to paint on then when you don't get those edges.
I think so, or to cast something off of.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Listen, you two, get a 3D printed room already. Jeez.
3D printed room, would you?
There's actually a couple of companies. There's a Chinese company in particular that can print a 3D house in like a day by laying down concrete, strips of concrete all the way around.
Whoa, really? Cool.
Who predicted this on Current Geek so many years ago?
It might have been you, I think. Didn't
exactly.
I think that was your big prediction.
I saw the future.
So wait, do they do that only in China, though? They're not shipping me the parts to build a house, right?
No, they're not doing it here.
Okay.
No, they just plop the machine right in the middle, and then this thing, like this little crane just goes...
That's awesome.
Lays out the foundation and the...
Yep.
Why do I feel like that's a beta, though, and that's not going to be very good as a house?
Well, sure, of course.
Like, is it going to be crappy?
It's not going to work until Microsoft does it.
Yeah, and then they patch it, and then they ruin it, so I can't show video.
Exactly.
Which is too bad because I'm kind of high on Microsoft lately. I really like all their recent moves, but man, this Skype update pissed me off. So whatever.
Yeah.
Steven, let's get into the world of pop culture, comics, and more. This Jessica Jones trailer is awesome.
Have you guys watched it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is super dark and super creepy. And if you haven't read the Alias, aka Jessica Jones series by Brian Michael Bendis and Michael Gatos, you really should. Before you watch the series, although it may spoil a lot of stuff, it'll at least give you a hint of what you might be expecting in the show because it deals with mind control and rape and very violent situations.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to see that in this Netflix
series.
They
don't appear to be holding back, or at least, you know, the trailer indicates that. And then you couple that with the experience we got with Daredevil and you think, they're probably going to go all the way with this one.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty intense and it'll be interesting to see just how far they go. Now, I know one thing that they're not going far enough on is David Tennant, who plays the Purple Man. Mm-hmm. Not purple in the trailer.
No.
Nope.
And is he? But in the
that
comic,
might be
he's
too much of a stretch for people, me, right?
Is he purple in the comic?
Yes, he is.
And he's called the Purple Man.
And he's called the Purple Man. Yes.
Do we think that this is for sure, or do we not know? Because they barely showed him.
Well he didn't look purple.
They showed him screaming for a second, right?
Yes.
And that could be him turning purple, though.
It wasn't a thing that he could like change into. He was just permanently purple.
But what made him purple?
I don't remember. Lots of Kool-Aid.
They didn't have any Sunny D, so you had to drink the purple stuff.
Oh yeah,
all he could drink was purple drink.
but what I mean is they showed such precious little of him and mostly had him in voiceover.
Well, the thing is, this is taking place after she has escaped from him and he's coming back after her. So if he got the name Purple Man before he abducted her, you know, years ago before this series started. You think he'd be purple.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe it's a flashback. I'm just saying.
Could
I don't
be.
I don't, maybe he's got makeup on or something like that, that, you know, to cover up the purple.
I just get the feeling that they're not, they've tried really hard up to this point with Daredevil and other projects. They seem to be wanting to go accurate as they, you know, as accurate as they can. So if they, so I'm gonna hold out, because they barely showed him, and that to me was a sign of something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they should have shown him a lot more. Or maybe they're just trying to hide the fact to the major watching audience that this is David Tennant.
Yeah.
And right. They don't want to blow that.
You don't want the purple skin to freak people out. Was that David Tennant? I don't know. Was that David Tennant? It looks like David Tennant, but he's purple.
He's all purple.
It's a lot easier to make someone purple in the comics than it would be in video. And maybe, you know, going the route like they did with Alan Cummings and Nightcrawler might be the way to make it happen.
He looks good. Like, he looks great, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So did
and he didn't look furry, you know, like bright blue, like he does in the comics. So maybe that's how they do it—just kind of a really dark, muted purple.
Or even what's her name? Crap, Jennifer Lawrence plays her now.
Yeah,
Mystique. Yeah, Mystique looks good.
Yeah,
a little naked.
Rebecca
but good.
Romaine Lettuce.
Yeah, Rebecca Romaine Lettuce. How's she doing? She's doing great, right?
She's doing just fine.
All right, good. She's free of that Full House guy. So
she's free of the John. She's John Stamos.
She's married to what's his face? The kid from
Slider.
Sliders.
Oh, yeah. Chris, the fat kid from
Stand by Me. Yeah.
O'Connell.
Yeah, Chris O'Connell.
Yep.
Man, think of that.
Jerry O'Connell.
Look who you ended. There's two O'Connells. There's twins, right?
O'Donnell.
Well, who am I thinking of? There's two O'Connells, though. They're twin brothers.
Yes, right. Jerry O'Connell and Larry O'Connell. My other brother, Daryl O'Connell.
Too good. All right. Well,
Jessica Jones comes out on November 20th.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because there seem to be a lot of shows landing on online, like Amazon's Man in the High Castle.
Yeah. I saw the pilot for that. Well. That pilot was awesome.
Those first two episodes are really good.
Yeah, that's very excited about that, actually. Mm-hmm. And Amazon does the Netflix thing where the whole thing's available at once, right?
I hope so.
You get the whole series. Yeah, it's like Hulu and others, they do like the week to week, but I want to say that their original programming is all at once, which will be very nice.
Yeah.
All right, very much looking forward to it. Jessica Jones, man, bring it. Let's get in there. Also, you've got a theory, or some have suggested this theory, that due to all the Star Wars craziness, primarily, that we're headed into what could be the world's largest Lego shortage.
Well, it's not necessarily Star Wars, although that could be playing a part of it. Lego came out and announced this past week that they will not be able to fulfill all of the orders that have been placed in Europe for the remainder of the year, and it's because they've had such fantastic growth that they just can't keep up. Typically, Lego grows about 20% annually. Yeah. In the first half of 2015, they were already at 18% growth.
Wow.
So they've basically said, okay, Europe, we may not be able to deliver everything for the remainder of the year in many of the markets.
Wow.
In America, they said that that's not a problem. So if you're really freaking out right now and saying, oh my gosh, we got to run to the store right now and buy Lego, I'm sure Lego would appreciate if you did that. But but there have been some sets, like the Jurassic World set has gone out of stock and then back in stock several times on the Lego shop store. And the Star Wars Force Awakens could be that same way come Black Friday. But because the Lego factory for North America is in Mexico, we probably won't have to worry about anything right now. Although I haven't followed up since Friday to see what happened with Patricia. The hurricane, the Lego factory is in Monterrey, Mexico, so it's way inland. It's about 3 hours southwest of Laredo, Texas.
Should be okay. That hurricane, which was the biggest measured on record while it was out in the ocean before it hit, pretty much just hit the mountains and fizzled out.
That's what I saw, that it hit become a tropical depression, but I didn't see how far inland.
So it may be harder to find that Jurassic World playset, but you can probably still get the Who's the Boss Lego playset and just you know, take the minifigs out and make your own Chris Pratt and
there you go.
Rhoda.
That's Mona.
Mona, not Rhoda. Mona.
Rhoda's a different
show. Rhoda playset, really hard to find though.
Mona. That's my Tony Danza.
So America, maybe not, but some of our international listeners, especially over in Europe, may want to start selling their old sets on eBay and make a fortune.
I was really hoping that you were going to tell me the reason Lego was shortaged was because all these 3D printer people were using all the plastic in the world. Because that stuff is basically extruded material.
The Legos are made out of ABS plastic. Yeah. So, yes, ABS printing could impact that. But Mini, I don't know what your newest one, Brian. Is that a PLA or ABS, or is it both?
It does both, but I've never printed on ABS. I've been only doing PLA. So.
Oh, okay.
So you Lego people, I'm not causing the problem. Right. Look at Mr. Dr. Doom mask over there.
Yeah.
And for people that are wondering about Lego, they are the largest toy company in the world right now.
Yeah.
They became that in 2014 when they passed Mattel.
Yeah, they – good gosh. Who would have guessed? When I was a kid and I had a bucket of Legos, you couldn't predict this. This is just crazy.
Yeah, but when you had a bucket of Legos – when you went to the store to buy Legos, you bought a box of Legos. You didn't buy the, you know,
Millennium Falcon
playset and stuff like that. You had, this one comes with 11 square bricks and five.
You know, I'll say this. When it comes to some of those sets, they have a Scooby-Doo set series out right now. There's like, I think, six sets. We reviewed them all over at Major Spoilers Video on our YouTube channel. And you have to buy two sets if you want to get all of the minifigures.
Yeah.
And then if you want the Mystery Machine, you have to buy another set for that. So you have to buy at least half the sets, the most expensive of the sets, in order to get the Scooby Gang and the Mystery Machine.
Well, wow. That's crazy. Crock. That's crazy. Yeah. It is a crock.
Well, it's a little bit different than what they did with the Age of Ultron figure, where every set came with an Iron Man. So
the end. You and I both have the Helicarrier, and it didn't come with, you know, it came with... Black Widow and Iron Man, but no Thor, no Hawkeye.
Right. No, it did come with Hawkeye.
Oh, did Hawkeye. No.
And it also came with, what's her name?
Maria
Hill. Yeah, it was in that. You can't get that figure anywhere else.
What's his name in there, though? Patch Adams there? What's his name?
Yeah, Robin Williams?
What's his freaking name? Samuel L. Jackson. No.
Samuel L. Jackson is
did come with Nick Fury, yes.
Okay, all right.
He has to yell at people in the Lego thing that are playing Galaga.
You know, Patch Adams. You know that guy.
Yeah, Patch Adams.
It is. It's just incredible. And whoever. So at some point, there probably is a book or something that talks about whoever the guy was that said, "Yeah, we need to like license all these huge properties, and we will become the biggest toy company in the world." Somebody there needs a raise.
There's a. There just recently was a documentary.
It's the Brickumentary or whatever it's called.
Brickumentary, right, yes.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, where is that? Can I find that someplace?
It's on Netflix, it's on iTunes, it's everywhere. Just look for Lego documentary and you'll find it.
Okay, cool. Very interested in that. I have very little patience for actual Legos anymore. Like, it's just, I don't know why, I just don't have time for it. But, it's cool.
If people are concerned about people 3D printing Lego, the brick itself is no longer under any kind of patent or copyright or trademark.
Yeah.
So that's why you see all these flood of knockoffs. There was the big thing with the Mega Blocks or whatever they are.
Right.
That basically said it's open source brick.
Yeah, but what's funny is their brick sucks compared to the Lego bricks.
They do. Yeah. And I'm wondering, because they were doing some of the early Marvel licensed stuff, and I wonder if that kicked Lego into gear to say, hey, we need to start going after this stuff.
Probably. They had Warcraft too for a while, which at that time I think was meant that it was when Mega Bloks was kind of on the wane, and I think they would have been better to tie their boat to Lego. And because that's no longer a thing. You can't buy them anymore.
Keep in mind that printing a Lego
doesn't come out so good.
Not only does it not come out so good, but it's also not the best use of your money for your filament. Like, going to the Lego outlet store and buying a brick is probably like pennies on the dollar printing it from your 3D printer.
Some of these, like, actually just the minifigures themselves, some of them will run between $15 and $20 online if you're looking for them.
Well, there is that, right?
Yeah, sure.
But if you're just looking for a 2x4 brick, then you can get those at a pretty good discount.
I do like the idea of augmenting your existing Lego stuff with custom pieces or pieces that are missing or you know, things that you can't get anymore. That's a pretty cool idea. But could somebody in theory go to a Lego store, get three scoops of like, you know, red Legos of any type, melt them down and then use them on the extruder thing, or do they have to be in that coiled?
I wouldn't. I mean, there are some, as I talked about this maybe a year ago, there was this company that was trying to do something where you basically take your plastic bags that you get from your shopping trips and you throw them in there, it shreds it, it melts it down and turns it into pellets that you can then extrude for your 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it'd be too expensive if you melted down Lego bricks, because if you're looking at a box of bricks would be like $50. That's about what a roll of PLA is going to cost you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. It's crazy times for Lego, man. So get it while you can. And if you live in Europe, too bad. Steven, anything going on the site you'd like people to know about this week?
I think the biggest thing we have is over at our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. Later tonight, tomorrow morning, we have our Cthulhu Wars game, which is a fantastic board game, battling giant great old ones. It's worth checking out. We're pretty proud of it, and we'll have some more coming up real soon. So
nice.
Go check us out, youtube.com/Major Spoilers Video.
Nice. Major Spoilers on Twitter. Take it easy, Steven. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
See ya. Bye. My latest 3D print just finished like about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, good. Apparently. Is it in the other room now? Is that how it's working?
It is, yeah. It's over on the other side. I can see the box from here, so it's within sight, but it's just out of earshot.
I can't hear it.
An Overwatch logo.
I don't hear it at all, which is great. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. One, Veronica Ann Belmont. Hello, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Veronica and I had a little fun last Thursday. We played Heroes of the Storm live on a stream. We're going to do some more of that stuff this week.
Yeah, I want to do it every week. Let's do it every week.
We're going to do it every week. I think Thursday might be the thing. We'll do it after TMSPM. And I think I have something I need to send you that we'll play this week that will make you, what's the word? Ultra competitive. Which is really fun.
Oh, God.
That makes for good video and audio, has been my experience.
Feed the fire.
we'll see what we can work out there. Anyway, Veronica comes on the show every Monday. We talk about the goings-on in the world of video games, and you've got something today. What's going on?
Yeah, apparently Alienware Steam Machines, which are, of course, available for pre-order now, do not meet the hallmarks, do not meet the benchmarks, are not quite up to snuff for Fallout 4.
Oh, no. Well, wait a minute, though. So these are the ones that are not just streaming content from another PC. These are straight-up Steam machines that are actual, like, full-blown. The whole computer is connected to your TV.
That's correct.
All right. And they're not enough to do full. Oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah, not quite. I mean, they don't meet the recommended specs. Mm. So
you're not going to max it out.
Close. Yeah. So you have to, let's see. The highly anticipated Fallout 4's recommended PC specs are pretty doable by modern day standards. I'm reading this on Destructoid.
Yeah.
Only requiring a decent processor and 8 gigabytes of RAM, but Alienware specs fall short of the graphical requirements, having only 2 gigabytes of GDDR5 video RAM.
Weird. Wonder why they skimped on that. They're expensive. Of the Steam machines, they're the most pricey. Supposedly, the guts are really nice. People have done teardowns and said, you know, have said high. You know, nice things about the components and everything, but it seems a little weird to underpower it in a season where you need it to play best.
But it also doesn't meet Battlefront players will also have difficulty as well. The Star Wars Battlefront also does not meet the recommended specs on Steam Machine.
Yeah, that seems bad to me. I don't know why that seems bad. It just seems bad. Because, you know...
it's a little bad.
Yeah,
it's not great.
It doesn't seem like you would want to then... Like, what? You'd have to be educated on it. I already think the Steam machines are a hard sell because this isn't the kind of thing a grandma can go into Walmart and go, I'm going to get this for Billy. I know he likes those video games. She's going to, you know, go the easy route, which is, well, I know what an Xbox or a PlayStation is. This seems more, it's just a harder sell. It's more enthusiast-based. It's more directed at people who know what's going on.
Yeah, I would think if I went to a store and bought an Alienware machine... Steam branded, I would assume that I'd be able to play anything out of the box.
Yeah.
Like, with no issue.
Yeah, that would be my thinking, too.
And it will play most things. I mean, these are very, very new games. They require a lot of RAM. So, you know.
Hey, you're ready for Fallout 4 because you beat The Witcher. You're all good now, right?
Yes.
Are you going to play it? Are you not a Fallout person?
No, of course. This is a game I've been waiting for forever. Yeah. I am super, super stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Be good.
But I also have to ratchet up my specs as well on my machine, my old baby doghouse system, who I love very much.
Sure.
And has had a lot of updates, but still needing a new video card for that.
Yeah, that'll be the thing. I think what I'm going to do in light of because the Steam Machine thing was always interesting to me ahead of all of this. But I think I'm more excited about what we talked about last week than I am that. And that's the Link, because the machine I have now is plenty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running a 980. It runs great. I'm not having anything on, you know, I easily meet the specs for both games you mentioned. So it seems to me, economically, the way to do this would be extend that experience by putting a Steam Link on the TV and just send that stuff over the house.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do.
I'm excited. It's going to be an exciting season for video games.
Yeah, it is. It's been a good year in general. I would put this year right up there with maybe not quite, or tied maybe with like 98, which was like the Zelda year and the StarCraft 1 year and Half-Life 1. And like that was an amazing year for a lot of innovative games. I feel like this year's been pretty dang close to that. Lots of great experiences.
Maybe, high praise.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's real good. I don't know why, but 2015 feels like a banner year for games for me. Even though bunch of stuff got delayed.
There's still more to come, too.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the Assassin's Creed game, which just hit or is hitting, is actually getting good reviews, and they're like, well, they're back at it. They seem to have fixed all the issues from last year. So even if you're looking for an annualized thing you already expected, that seems to be improved. So, yeah, good year for games. Get into it. Catch it.
Let's play some.
Let's play some video games. Thursday, we're still, I think we're...
Thursday, 4 o'clock?
Let's see, 4 o'clock Pacific.
4 o'clock my time?
Wait, 4:30 your time, because we don't get, Brian and I don't get done until 1. 5:30, Brian?
5:30, yep.
So 4:30 Pacific, Thursday, be there.
Okay, I'll try. I have an event at 6, but I think I can make it.
We'll figure this out.
If I get dressed up before then.
Off the, oh.
To dress up stream.
That'll be awesome.
Not on the stream. But oh,
okay, good.
Stream.
Well, yeah, we just cut our viewership in half, darn it. Veronica Belmont, everybody. Veronica on Twitter. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Bye. See ya. All right. That was a lot of fun with her the other day.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. That looked great.
Yeah, we had a good time. A bunch of people joined us.
I hear you're all into this duck game now on Steam.
Oh, this duck game is so much fun, Brian. It's stupid, stupid fun. So it's like this. It's only $9 right now. And that's the one I was hinting at earlier that I want to play with her on Thursday because we played it on the NVIDIA stream. And you can have up to 4 of you all online or couch co-op, however you want to do it. But it's this little game published by Adult Swim. Right. Who have really nailed it in the last few years with like mobile games and stuff. Their games
are
totally
good. They totally have, yeah.
They're like actually good games, not just some, you know.
Tie-in, crap.
Sure. When you see like a name like, oh, Adult Swim, they're just meh. But but they've all been really high quality. So this game is just these ducks jumping around. Like it's like a combination of Towerfall.
Brawl, like Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers kind of a way. I don't even know how to classify it. It's just frenetic. It looks like it was made in the Genesis era. Like that's the graphical style and music.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking at the video now. This looks like a blast.
It's bonkers. It's really, really fun. We had so much fun. I was screaming like an idiot. And you could see...
you? Really?
When I looked at the audio from that stream...
Yeah.
All 3 hours is like this normal flat line, and then it gets to the part where we played that, and all the waveforms jumped. Nice. This big, thick, fat thing in the middle. Anyway, more of that on Thursday. I'm thinking I'm going to get her to play that. Brian, I have a couple of calls for us, and I'm going to play one of these for you. It's for you.
Oh,
so okay. Here you go.
Hey, Scott and Brian. This is Griswold sitting in traffic in Honolulu. Good times. I was listening to the episode where Brian was recanting his favorite music videos of all time and only listed 4. Wondering what the other 10 are, or the other 6, sorry. I'd band maybe Virtual Insanity's in there, maybe Michael Jackson Thriller. Just curious. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, fill it in.
Top 10 videos. This is a good, I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Virtual Insanity, that's a good one. I'm not sure I'd put it in my top 10.
Yeah.
all right. Sugar Water by Sibo Mato. Come Into My World by Kylie Minogue. I'm In Love With My Life by Phases.
Mm-hmm.
Great video for that one.
That's a great video.
Heartbeats.
Brand new, too. That video is like only a few months old. So
Super new. Yeah. Heartbeat by J Jams. Yeah. JJAMZ. Let's see. Ooh, these are tough. I can't even remember the 4 that I listed when we were talking about this before. A lot of Michael Gondry videos in the list for sure.
Right.
Or Michelle Gondry videos. Let me see if I can at least come up with one or two more. Daft Punk Around the World.
That one's good.
Because once you see the connection of the music and the stuff going on, and you realize each group of people represents a different instrument in the layers. Oh, Let Forever Be by Chemical Brothers.
Oh, that's a good one, yep.
I like this. Dice Tomatoes putting them all up in chat.
Mm.
Somebody should throw these on the Reddit.
I can't think of any... off the top of my head. Every time you mention one, I'm like, oh, I agree. But I can't think of any on my own.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I used to watch a lot of MTV back in the day.
Porcelain by Moby's pretty good. I don't know if I'd put it in the top 10.
Yeah. But it's all about his toilet. It's a little weird.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's the one where he's riding the back of a car.
Yeah. I just like to think a song about porcelain would be about his toilet. That's all.
Yeah,
or his little dolls he collects.
I'll work on compiling an actual list, and we'll put it on the Reddit or something, and people can check out. Mm. That's great. That's a good. I love music videos. I'm a big fan of really cool music videos. There was the Lady Baby, or what was it? It's the one. It's the Japanese one with the dude in Japanese schoolgirl drag, and then the two actual Japanese schoolgirls, and they're talking about all the great things in Japan. I can't remember what the name of that one is, but I love that one
either.
Too.
I don't remember either. What's the one where the guy's on fire the whole time?
Is that Radiohead?
Is it? He's like running through the street or something, or walking maybe even.
Oh, I don't know. There's, I'm thinking of is the Lady Bird. I'm thinking of the one with Radiohead where there's a car chasing a guy down the street the whole time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that one's all right.
Yeah. Dice Tomatoes putting all of these, like that Ladybeard one, in the chat room. These are so good.
Oh, that's great. No, that's cool. We should put those on the wiki. Brian's top 10 videos.
Yep.
I love it. All right, great call. Thank you for that. We got one more here. Vegas memories. Here you go.
Hey, Scott and Brian. This is Joel calling from Donner Summit up here at a rest stop. Chilling. I was listening to the morning stream, and I was thinking about this thing that I don't know if Brian or maybe even you, Scott, checked out sometime in Vegas. There's this arcade, old arcade called Mary Kay's. I don't know if they're open anymore, but it used to be, I think, off of like Sahara and Eastern in that area, just a little ways off the strip. But it was the coolest arcade in town for sure because they kept the games cheap, but they also had like the best one at the time. I grew up in Vegas, so I just remember going there a lot when I had an extra roll of quarters or whatever. Anyways, love the show, bros.
Is that familiar to you? I feel like you've mentioned it before, but
no,
maybe not.
No, not that one. No, Mary Kay's.
Mary
is that
Kay's.
What he said?
Yeah, it sounds like. Is there a pink Cadillac out front? Or
no, the obviously the Pinball Hall of Fame. If I've got an urge for old video games, even though it's the Pinball Hall of Fame, there's still a great, like, couple aisles of classic video games in there. So.
Yeah, like Joust and Mario Brothers, and yeah, they got all the
good
stuff.
Exactly, Battle Zone and
Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah,
they get that weird foot shifter thing. Do you know the thing I'm talking about? The vibrator foot thing, now down by near the back in the bath, near the bathroom. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, we do this every time we go there. So the last three times I've been, we go back there and you just put a quarter in it. And you put your feet on it. It looks like it was made in like the 50s. This thing's ancient.
Okay.
And you put your feet on it. It has two little foot slots and handles for you to hold with your hands. And when you put the thing in and hit the button, it just like goes into fits, vibrating your feet and your legs. And just starts going.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, shakes you like a paint shaker at like Home Depot. And I love it. If you've been walking around all day, just shakes your muscles out, makes your legs feel great for the next 3-4 hours.
Nice.
It's awesome. Wow. It's the Pinball Hall of Fame.
No kidding. That's a funny place to have it. They also have that other video game I really like that you don't see anywhere. And I'd buy, if I could find a cheap one, if I had a place to put it down here, I totally would. But it's that, it's a thing where you're flying around on a little prop plane or a little prop bicycle.
Yep.
And you control it by sitting on a bicycle and pedaling with your feet and steering. And
I do remember that. It's like PS1 style graphics kind of.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Pop these balloons and stuff. It's like, oh man, I'd probably get exercise without even realizing I'm getting exercise on that thing.
Yeah, that thing would be a really fun one to have if you had space for it.
Yeah,
I really need to get my main machine built and in this room. I want that so bad.
Mm. Oh yeah, right. God, we've been talking about that for years.
8 years since 2011. I've been thinking about it. I just need to freaking get off my butt and do it.
Do it.
Do it. Thanks, Sheila Boof. All right, that's it for the calls. If you guys want to send your own in, it's easy. Call the number 801-471-0462. It's not 801-801 and 801-471 yet. It's 801-471-0462. You can send your emails and attachments to themorningstream@gmail.com. We are on the web at frogpants.com/TMS. And as always, following us on Twitter is never a bad idea. At Coverville, at Scott Johnson, at Morningstream. Our subreddit is frogpants.reddit.com. Lots of discussion happening there. Great stories popping up on there that we use. We use some today. You guys are awesome. Please keep that up. Feel free to submit anything you like. It's quickly becoming my favorite place to check. It's like my old forum days.
Yeah.
I did have a bit of a blowout with a troll yesterday, but that's all in the past now. It's whiskey under the bridge. Everything's fine now.
There's the video too. I gotta watch this. The Annie McDowell discussion.
Oh wait. Oh yeah. Have you heard that yet? You got to see
that. Not yet. I just queued it up so that after the show, I'm gonna watch it.
All right. Very nice. That's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. Thank you all for being here. Brian, let's sing something. Well, let's not sing it. Let's just play it.
Wow, you've really changed up the show.
Yeah. Over the weekend. It's karaoke time with Brian Scott.
Paul writes in and says, "G'day, Brian and Scott, longtime Australian listener and big fan of all things Frog Pants. On a bright, sunny spring day, weather permitting, on October 24th, 2015, I will be marrying my gorgeous fiance, Laura. Hoping for a stressless day, fingers crossed, and fun night with friends and family.
Nice.
Cheers, mates."
Sounds very legit, that guy.
Yeah, signed Paul.
Nice.
He says he likes Chris Cornell. The one he describes is a cover of Metallica's one lyric sung over the music of U2's one, which I think is the, which is a mashup. I could not find that. But this, I think you guys will really get a kick out of, and kind of goes along with John Lennon's 75th birthday, which was earlier this month. This is a live cover of Imagine, recorded at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Chris Cornell from his 2011 album Songbook. There was a bunch of extra stuff on there and included this cover of Imagine. It's Chris Cornell and John Lennon's Imagine.
He has a new solo album coming out, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard something over the weekend.
The pipes on that guy, man. He can sing.
Freaking love him.
Yeah.
Here's Imagine. Imagine seeing us tomorrow. Because you will. Yeah, Imagine. Oh, dang it. Now I got to play that. Where is it?
Here. Imagine.
There you go. We'll be back tomorrow for the whole new show. So come on back now. You hear?
This is a good Easter song, this next one. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. No countries, it isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to imagine all the people living life in peace. But I'm not the only one. Maybe one day you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing all the way.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com. That's you and Dunaway from FilmSack yesterday. So listen to this again.